It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 913.
It's Weekend Banter. Jess Lucas in the building, Mr. 97.
Jessica. Hello, Mr. 97. Yes, Sebs, what were you going to say?
What were those hand things you were doing? A lot of movement.
Just getting wiggles. The energy. No, it's good to it. I may have had pre-workout. Like Jess did the other... No, I didn't.
Did you?
Could you imagine, though? Like, I know, this is how I'd be acting.
Two coffees and a pre-workout.
Yeah.
Shaking.
It was exciting yesterday. A big media company had organized a gift for Mr. 97. And in true fashion, when I organize something, the delivery normally fucks up and there's delays. But yesterday, I picked it up from the PO box and delivered it to your door, Sevs.
Solid. Mm.
What was your reaction?
The funny thing, I had no idea, and it's very difficult present to guess. And so this has been, I've been questioning people, like I've been asking Grace what it is, I've been asking Joshy what it is since November 1st, and no one's told me.
Did Grace know? Yes, Grace.
I was trying to get it out of everyone, just being like, can you, like, is it wearable? Like, what's the whole deal with
it? You thought it was an aura ring, didn't you?
I didn't buy one. That's why. But so it came in a box. Josh dropped it around yesterday, and the box is probably maybe like two and a half feet high, and maybe
size of your torso.
It's a big box.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, and so I had no idea. Got the scissors, opened it up, and it came in all these different bits. And so the first thing that I saw was.
Josh walked out the door because he didn't want to have to put it together.
No, the unit itself, and it's like it's got a hole at the front where it's shooting things out of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are all these plastic balls. And so it's a baseball ball throwing machine.
It's a machine, and it's got an MLB logo on the side.
It's official.
So it's official. The interesting thing was that the actual delivery box was the final box. So what you assume in these things is that you're going to open it up and it's going to come in this nice sort of box. It was just bits all put in. It was very strange.
Yeah.
And so can you please reveal it now and show us? Because it looks cool. Like, I think if you were down the park and you saw it from afar, you'd think it's good.
Yeah. It looks more metal. Then what? There's no metal. It's all plastic, but it looks like metal,
and it's real solid. So there's a little switch on the side to turn it off and on, and a little adjustment on the back to change the height. So if you want to tilt it down or tilt it up, you can do that. And then
if you've ever seen one of the Primo orange juicing machines, it looks like it's feeding oranges into the juicer.
Oh yeah,
but then if you've seen a cricket bowling machine. That you just drop a ball in and go, it's a mix between an orange juicer and a cricket bowling machine, but has the power of an orange juicer, I'm guessing, based on the cost.
But in true style, if I was to ever have a kid, this would definitely happen. Gave it to Sevs and I said, I don't have one of the main accessories, that being a baseball bat. And you just start making promises. There was no intent to get a baseball bat, but I'm like, I'm going to get you a baseball bat. We'll get a baseball bat. And then also, he couldn't use it until he got batteries, these special C-size batteries.
Those fat, big, circular batteries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Not in the bottom drawer.
No.
Yep. Not ones.
And so I was going to leave. Sevs like, oh yeah. So you like, is that fun? Is that good? He's like, yeah.
Is that fun?
I was like, it's a bit shit me just leaving this here if you can't actually use it. And so then I did. Did you hear that? That's from all the fizzy water I'm having. I did like an internal burp, like Tully. and so I went to Coles and got C batteries, also got like a few other little snacks just because that's if you're going to go to Coles, why not? It's a bit novel. And so went to Coles, went back to Mason's, gave him the batteries. And so, Mace, you can actually have a crack right now.
Okay.
You can turn it on. You don't have a bat, but what are you going to do? Are you just going to do it and is Grace going to catch it for you? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I'm going to fire it towards Grace. And she's got a glove.
All right, here we go.
Okay, it's another normal day. Just bring it closer to your door so we can really see it.
Yeah, yeah, I will.
All right. Okay. It's got a little stand.
Yeah, it's small.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's just... Yep. So
Mace, I think it can go taller as well.
Are you sure? I don't think it can go taller.
I think I saw it on Amazon.
I mean, you could just hold the... you could hold it, make it like a gun.
No, don't do that. No, I think it would just sort of take it off balance. Is that a
good... Well, it's not... as if you couldn't hold that thing. Look at it.
All right. I'm going to turn it on.
Here we go. He's turning it on.
So the first one's normally...
Oh, here we go. It's winding up. Oh. Hang on, here we go.
It takes a
How's Grace going? Oh, this is great. Isn't that fun?
It sounds like a lawnmower.
It does.
Solid. I think there are two to go.
Two to go. They seem... Do they get harder as they go, Sevs?
Yeah, they do.
So it's like warming you up. Here we go. Oh, that was big.
She's caught them all.
Oh, great job. All
right. Great job.
Really good. I love that.
What do you think? I think it's... What do you guys think, BMC side? Do you think it was a good gift?
Yeah, it was really thoughtful. You did well.
But do you think, that was from all of us, but I just feel like, is it a bit silly? Is it too silly?
No, I like it.
I loved it. I loved the gift. I think it's a really great gift.
A silly gift can be a great gift as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so many.
You're going to use it, aren't you, Mace?
Yeah, all the time. I think I was actually saying to Grace, it's great to have just in the room or on like a set, like a nice, like a prop in the background.
It is.
Because it just looks really great.
Mm. Do you think it's like Major League Baseball, MLB, have they, that branding, is it like getting a NBA branded thing from the South Melbourne market?
There knockoffs? I feel like that's a license. Franklin is like the brand.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I mean, this is a toy. This was designed... For
a child.
For people, age between 6 and 12. And so the problem was we initially...
I wouldn't trust a six-year-old with that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. GB and I were looking at different options and we went to the extreme end to start. And so you know you've gone too far where it says like call for a quote. Like they won't even put the amount cost. Yeah. And it was also just... It's industrial, right? It would be for baseball teams and they probably run like 10 sausage sizzles for the year to try and raise up enough funds to get this picture.
My uncle owns a sports centre and he used to have one that was a cricket centre, which was he then owned netball centres and soccer, indoor soccers, which I wasn't as fond of. There's something about like the nets and the cricket centre indoors as well specifically. Yeah. And he used to have a... industrial. I mean, it's just the big boys version of what you're saying. You drop. It's like it's got these two spinning sort of wheels, and you drop a ball, and it grabs it and piffs it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ever allowed to use it. I was probably like 6 or 7, but I really wanted to use it. Mm. I shouldn't have, but I never got to. It was so annoying.
Well, you have to use the official Franklin balls that are these light. Sort of plastic balls. You can't put in actual baseballs or tennis balls or anything like that.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Well, you could see why. Like, I mean, if it didn't destroy, if it didn't actually break it, like it'd smash a window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if that force got sent through with an actual like tennis ball or a baseball, like it'd definitely destroy something.
What's the point then?
So was it a good gift or not, Jess?
Is it worth putting some other things through it? Not like maybe a...
Like a will it blend sort of thing. No, I don't want to fuck this present so quickly.
No, it's like, can you use like your SodaStream with milk?
Yeah, do we have warranty?
No, it's come from the US. Okay. I can't imagine doing it. But there is something fun. I just enjoyed the sort of like, this is from America. This came from Kentucky. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but originally Asia, China.
Maybe, or maybe not.
100%. As if they can get those things out of America. Like, they're actually made in America. I mean, that's they really beat the horn on, toot the horn on if it's made in America.
Yeah, sure. You'd probably see it more.
Hey? It'd be written all over it. Like Australia, yeah. I guess. Made in Australia. Yeah. Did anyone have a orange cannon as a kid?
Do you mean like a lemon gun?
Lemon gun, orange, whatever. Orange cannon. No. Lemons, you just have to have the pipe smaller.
Are they the ones
smaller.
With the little purple tips? And then it's an actual gun, a foam gun?
No. These are like, looks almost like a weapon of mass destruction. Yeah. They're like a pipe that has a cylinder that then you spray with fly spray.
Or something, or,
and yeah. then you turn the, put the, put the end on it, screw it on, and it's got a little spark, and there's a orange jammed down the front pipe. And then the pressure of it exploding sends the orange straight out the front. Very dangerous.
It was good for, yeah.
But fun. Did you have one, Josh?
No, a friend did.
Yeah.
And it always was, there's always one naughty friend.
But it's always better to have. I didn't want to make it.
Yeah.
I didn't want death on my hands.
Oh, definitely.
You know, mm-hmm. They were great.
What about spud guns? Awesome. Did anyone have a spud gun growing up?
No.
No.
So a spud gun was, it would take, it's actually really lame, but I got right into it. A spud gun was like you'd take a potato and you would pierce the potato with the end of the gun and it would hold a bit of the potato and then you would shoot it out.
I'm just looking up these. So BB guns were big when we were young, Josh.
Yeah.
And there's something new. Did you ever have a BB gun? It was always like, could you go to Chinatown and find some dodgy joint that's got imports? Yeah.
I was very scared of that stuff. The closest thing I had was a cap gun, but I had some of the good. So there were the two types of caps. There were the ones where it was like a circular round where it's like red or whatever, and they had the gunpowder or whatever it is in the little holes. But then there was another one which was like a paper style where it would feed through the back of the gun and that was more of the what you would see at like Little Athletics or whatever. Those guns were great. I enjoyed them.
There is something going on at the moment. They're called gel blasters. They've banned these gel blasters because they look, you can literally get a assault rifle looking plastic gun that shoots these gel balls, and they've banned them in Victoria and a bunch of other states, but Queensland, of course, and Adelaide, you can go to town. But it's huge. I've been like, the problem is you watch one video, because I saw an Australian guy who's got quite a big Instagram holding this huge fucking machine gun. I was like, is this fucking guy for real? Like, has he found someone's got a machine gun in Australia and he's actually posting a photo with it or a video with it? And at the end, he goes, guys, don't worry, this is a gel blaster. And I was like, oh, hang on, okay, what's a gel blaster?
Is it like a paint gun?
So, it is not as hard as a paintball gun, so it doesn't leave the marks. Yeah. Have you ever done paintball?
No, but I've had many people at the shopping centre try and sell me in for half price.
It's dumb because it's painful and it's not that fun. I've done it.
Just because you get hurt.
You get massive bruises on your legs and stuff, like massive, yeah. like.
So we wouldn't. Yeah. Well, so if I'd organised, if I'd gone to Shoppo, and I potentially bought a whole team bonding exercise that cost me a lot of money, would you guys still go?
What I would say is, firstly, you're fucked up because what you pay for, you end up paying double at the centre.
Really? Oh, because you have to pay for the guns and stuff.
You want more ammo. You want more. You have done it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You have done it?
I haven't. Jess just needs to. She's just like me and said she needs to get her charger. That's fine. She's had a big
day. For the computer.
For a computer, yeah. So it doesn't die.
I know that she can. I'm talking guns. That's all right.
Don't put them on. I'll mute your mic. Give me a sec. Where is the mic? There you go.
Yeah. Oh my God, where's all that noise floor gone? No, it's a computer going off. It's probably your fan. It's saying, I'm on my last legs. I'm on my last legs.
Oh, I looked up, turned red. I was like, fuck.
Is that a computer charger? It's very small.
Mini.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, you usually have to buy a shitload more ammo than what they pay that they give you. Mm-hmm. And so by that time you're like spending big on ammo because you don't want to run out in the field. It's very annoying. But these gel blasters are half the pain and they don't require the gas cylinders like the paintball guns. They are electronic. Mm-hmm. And so you can... But anyway, it was interesting because this guy's like pointing out that it is a gel blast. And then I went on this rabbit hole and now I can't stop getting ads pushed to me of this guy at a gel blaster shop in Queensland talking about them. And they have to talk like... You can see them behind us. I can't say what they are because YouTube will take our ad down.
But interesting.
We have our spot here in Queensland. You can come in and see all our range, which is behind us. Like, it's
bizarre. You know what? The gel balls look like caviar.
Yeah, they're more biodegradable than... They just disappear. It's just water and they just... And the, like, say, the shit that's left after those paintball things break.
Interesting.
It's everywhere. Anyway...
Mace, where do you think we should go for our Christmas party? We're speaking about it on Thursday.
It's hard. Like, I mean,
if you go positive, because so the thing is, you and I, we can tend to go, I don't want this, I don't want that. Put out some positive stuff. What are some things that you would really like?
Well, I mean, something like. I think, I mean, it's very niche, but I think the surfing place, TJ, that artificial surfing place, like it's very slick because I don't think the whole team will like it, but I think that'd be interesting.
That would be amazing.
The other one is, and I think everyone would enjoy it, we could do like an arcade Tempin bowling one. I think that would be, and that would be something that everyone would enjoy.
Get your tickets. Get your,
And we get, like, you know, you get the party food, you know, a bit of laser tag.
Yeah.
Crown just...
Yeah, Crown's got it because like they've got strike bowling. As well. Yeah, they've got strike and then it is really fun. I would just wonder about the what they're trying to do with COVID because it takes a photo every time you bowl and so you end up getting the team to come down close to the end and you jump in to the photo and so someone's bowling, looking back and the photo's being taken. It's so fun. We did it with a big pack of like 15 of us and I had it as my profile pic for a while. But it was awesome. So you like got someone doing this big, over exaggerated bowl, and then everyone's like jumping there. So you could do some fun team stuff at that point. And
is it too much to do a 2 day thing, where it's like
we a sleepover?
We do somewhere regional. Like say if we were to do somewhere like, I mean, it's pretty. We've only got what like less than a month, or just under 4 weeks. Imagine we could do something. I like the idea of doing something healthy on on one of the days. So, for instance, like a big team hike in the Grampians or something. And then...
We go to a winery.
And then a winery or something. second day.
Okay. So, you want a bit more upper class and dark zone or...
Well, yeah. I just think that I'm just imagining the... It's as TJ said, it's going to be a bit tricky... With the COVID stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know, like a vineyard's just going to be hectic. Is everyone going to have this idea?
I mean, everyone's got the idea if we want to do a Christmas party because it's Victoria and it's been hell for 8 months.
But Victoria's already...
At least...
Are you going, Jess?
Sorry. I was going to say, at least with wineries, there's open air and we can walk down the actual vineyard things. But if we go to Galactic Circus, there's going to be people everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The gross. Other thing to consider is they're not going to be able to allow heaps of people.
Nah, that's what I mean.
So it'll actually be less busy.
Touch things.
It'll be less busy than normal in regards to like the vineyards.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, they'll be less busy because they have to do time slots like gyms, but it doesn't mean that there's not people touching everything and being, you know, doing what you do at a game center. I mean, every time I've done a games center as an adult, I've felt... Like, it's a bit comical because there's children. There's children everywhere. Like, my mate did his 21st one of the bits was going laser tag. But then you've got all these kids. I'm just slaying kids. I'm just just fucking absolutely destroying all these miners in that joint with my laser gun.
Well, so I've done it before where you have the whole, it's if you have enough people. Say if there's 9 or 10 of us or whatever, Like, say if there's 10, there's like five each.
Yeah.
And so then it's two teams of five.
Yeah, it is good. I was sweating a lot, mate. It's very sweaty in those joints.
It's so sweaty.
And you go, oh, I hadn't even thought about putting on that all that attire that drapes over you. I mean, not the business you want to be in necessarily at this point. But horseback winery tour. You can do that down in down the peninsula.
Not
ride. You get a horse and they take
horse
you between.
Either.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Thank you for asking. It was traumatizing. No, I went to, we have this thing called Ironbark in Bendigo, and I went on one of the trail rides, and because your horses are back to back, and mine just went skits, and like it didn't fall off or anything. It was just really scary, and they're just, they've got their own mind, you know, and they can do whatever the fuck they want, and that's what I don't like about them, because they're these big bastards.
So it's a power play between you and the horse. Yeah. They've got more power than you, so you don't like status that it puts
and
you
in. Because like, they just, you know, they do random shit.
Sounds like you're describing us. These big bastards have got their own mind. They do random shit. I don't like it. It's unpredictable.
True. Shitting everywhere, stamping our feet.
The horses. Okay. Well, yeah, we need to work it. We can talk about it offline.
I mean,
I do like the idea, though, of doing, like some sort of hat bucket thing, picking out, and then we'll see.
Sure.
A mini, all you need is a minibus, and then that can take us to a few destinations, and there's three adventures.
Mm-hmm. Do you want it to be a spontaneous thing where everything gets thrown into a hat and it's spontaneous?
Oh, that's
Would you like a bit more
you need
like
shit
annoying?
Yeah, are we doing we're the assholes.
We can't get into anywhere. We've
booked 10 places.
Book 10 places and don't rock up at one.
Yeah.
Or what about a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, don't mind it. Walking
like an amazing race through the city. Mm-hmm. We did that in school.
But there's drinking involved.
There's drinking.
Jess and I got camelbacks full of Woodstock bourbon.
And what have the other boys got?
Josh has got Bacardi Breezes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sam's has Smirnoff Double Blacks.
Seltzers. Josh has seltzers.
Yeah. Negronis. No, he's going
to. Oh, my God.
It's.
Josh, don't do that.
We could do some sort of world thing. Like, we could. I've been thinking about like an idea of like a travel, like a theme where you like it's a country or whatever. Mm. Like, you
so
know,
what?
You get
like
dressed
Mexican,
up. Like, well, yeah,
Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's all relating to food at that point. It's the easiest.
No, but
we
could even
know.
Watch. There's a great travel journalist named Rick Steves.
Look,
what do you think, Mason? No?
I don't think the whole team's going to be super thrilled about watching. Travel
We're
documentaries that would be aired on SBS.
What do you have?
How
what's
boring.
SBS? Well, you don't like it when we do that, Mason?
No, I do. I think it's very funny, but I reckon after an hour,
it's like the present
enough.
You got him, Josh. Silly, but he thinks it's very funny.
It's very funny.
You're loving the documentary. Mason thinks it's funny. Okay. It's not even a comedy.
Well, Mason, maybe we could do it. I thought it could be fun. Like, imagine it's like, okay, we're going to watch a Rick Steves documentary of Germany. And then we get some German food delivered and we have some German alcohol and we sit and watch the documentary.
I'd rather go to the cuckoo.
No, yeah, I true. Mean, what are they? What is what sort of hard liquor do the Germans do?
I'm sure they've got gin in Germany.
Just different gin in different
German. A company, a boutique 2020 company that's come out of Germany that makes
German
gin.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, I mean, there's going to a distillery, having a tasting, all this shit is fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's
so we're going to have to lock something in. That's the big thing, isn't it? Because it's like this stuff's going to get booked. So who's going to be in charge?
Well, I mean, you're the admin guy now, based on Jess's mentorship. And so,
I mean, I've never booked one of these things in my life. I don't know if it's a good idea.
No, I know. It literally you need the decision of what it is, and then that's.
Yeah.
The rest can
be
sorted.
I'm happy to
book
it.
If it's a winery.
Did you mention, actually, TJ, I was looking at stuff. Did you mention the cuckoo? That could be a fun place.
It is all you can eat cuckoo.
But is it a real bogan?
But that's the beauty of it.
That's the fun. Like, what is something, like if we were to have a bit of a bogan weekend.
We could do one of those donuts down the Yarra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the jam donuts.
Not, I mean, what about no,
on,
no.
on the water? You know, oh, like on the water. You're on the water.
Yes.
Like we could get one of. I mean, a bit. I mean, it's a bit more primo, but you could get one of those go boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this, I don't mind that.
Drive your own boat down.
I mean, I've just got my license.
Getting a bit loose.
I don't think you need a boat license. Drink. If we want to go bigger, I'll get something bigger. Imagine if
it could go either way. It could be awesome, or it could just
crash.
Yeah,
bring the business down.
Oh, what about
public liability comes in play?
The donut thing. There's ones in the Docklands where they are the shape of a donut, and they do have you drive them, but they've got a barbecue on them, and so you sit around this. Have you? What's the vibe?
Worst experience of my life.
Okay.
It was fun because of the group that I had, but because what happens
but
is
not
it's
fun.
So you're
us.
Saying us.
The donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actual donut. You drive from here to like, it's like 20 meters. You have to dock yourself into like this buoy that's already there. It's windy as shit. The barbecue barely works. Your feet are in water. And the
what?
Sun is just beating
down
on you.
Oh, God. No.
This so it almost feels like you're part of some sort of survival thing, you know, like 300 days at sea with a barbecue.
Like, it felt like that. I was like, get me off this piece of shit.
Oh, no.
I'd rather do the one that Tully Smythe did some, you know, promos for out on the Yarra on an electric boat.
That's what we thought we were booking.
Yeah, no, I'd rather that. I don't want the other complication of that shit. Fuck.
Jess, can you tell us, so you had an episode with Tully and Drew. So Drew was on Big Brother with Tully. They sort of had a fling. Did the episode and it comes out on Tuesday. Too Much Tully every Tuesday. What was the vibe like? Can you give us an exclusive?
Tommy was there as well. It was so funny, wasn't it, Tommy? I couldn't stop laughing again.
It was,
into these laughing holes.
It was lost in the desert vibes. You know, thirsty.
What does that mean? Thirsty.
Yeah.
Is it
mostly
got like
for me though? Yeah.
Delusional.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
Jess like? Because I asked Jess, I said, "How did it go?" And she said, "I couldn't stop laughing."
Jess was on fire. It was great.
What was she saying?
I mean, best on ground.
Thank you.
What sort of things?
You're just gonna have to.
I can't
listen.
Even remember the first time what we were even laughing.
You just
at.
Blacked out.
I can remember the second time.
But just appropriate amounts of inappropriateness, if that makes sense.
Oh, you know, that's good.
Some aspects were a bit inappropriate.
Yeah, on the line, which is awesome.
He's just so fucking hot in real life.
In real life, isn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
One of the Gronks messaged me overnight, a female.
Oh, yeah. And said?
And asked me about it. She said, "How'd you go?" I was like, "Oh, I can't even talk about it. I'm in love." And then she goes, "He's so dreamy. I remember being so into Drolly on Big Brother." I said, "Oh, my God, same. How funny. You should love next week's episode then. It was funny. And we'll make extra video content for this one too." Like, winky face.
How do you think he felt? Like, I couldn't imagine being in the situation where I had people ogling over me or sort of giving that vibe. But what was the TJ looking at it? Did he just have a swag at all? Was he like nice? Was it like what was the vibe?
I mean, you're talking to a stripper, ex-stripper,
yeah,
who sure. had that. It's
so you felt like Jess was treating him like a stripper.
Absolutely. No, but
there is at him. Hey, big boy.
The thing for the similarities between that episode and me being a stripper is they're talking about you and you're fucking right in front of them. Look at his ass. Look at his beautiful face. Mate, I'm right here. But there's something that you end up leaning into it and that's all ego at that point. You're like, yeah, this is, feels fucking good. But it is.
Well,
he would
have had his whole life as well.
Exactly. That's why I think it's not negative. You just deal with it, and I think he doesn't mind it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it doesn't come across as awkward at any point in that way. It's fun. Good. It was fun, and you were fun, Jess. You were so cheeky and fun, which I loved.
Great. This is what happens when I drink, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas party. I mean, it says, what's happening in your life? What's news?
We're going to a wine bar tonight.
Oh, really?
Oh, where?
Which will be great. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's in It starts with L. It starts with L.
Ah, oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah. Are you actually going to have wine?
I think I probably should. It's in Fitzroy. Grace just messaged me. Okay, it's in Fitzroy.
Yeah. Nice. Have wine.
So that'll be very exciting.
Are you going to have white or red or rosé?
Red's too strong. I don't like the flavour of white either. So I don't know. What does rosé taste like? Is it a bit like sparkling water? Is it a bit of sparkling water with a bit of like raspberry flavour in it?
Rosé is not even sparkling, is it? No.
Push through on the Pinot. Push through with some light. Just say, what's the lightest red that you have? And they'll give you something.
What about like a Pinot for a hot day?
It's weird because I used to drink Cab Sav as a 18-year-old, 19-year-old. It wasn't about... It's optics at that point. I mean, you're pretty sophisticated if you're 18 loving a fucking Cab Sav next to the fire. Like, is legitimately that red or white? Enjoying the flavour. It's a red.
Red.
Okay. It's pretty heavy though. And so...
But there is something nice about like the... I think there was something in the... Like having a steak or having some sort of like hearty meal and then having a Shiraz. That combo I really like.
There's a want though, because I wanted to like wine. I didn't necessarily hate it. I just wasn't... It wasn't sitting perfectly with me. Like somehow you just get older and you're like... this is fucking heaven. I don't know what's going on in my mouth. But it's... Yeah, so that's where you got to lean in, Sev. You're doing that, though. But you're going to a bloody wine bar. Well done. Good work,
mate.
Are you
going to get cheese?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, easy catch.
Cheese and wine.
But is it more...
Are you going to have dinner beforehand? Or
No. You have dinner there, surely.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Surely you're just not having cheese and nibbles.
I don't know enough. I guess you would sort of have like platters and things like that at a wine bar.
Surely you could get a steak at a wine bar. You could get a steak. Surely it's like a pub. Like do pub food at a wine bar.
It depends on what kind of wine bar
you're going to. Is it on Wigan Street?
I can actually get the hang on.
Yeah.
It's Jess, have you been to the Toorak Wine Bar?
Toorak Wine Cellars?
Toorak Wine Cellars. Have you been there?
Bloody oath. Love that
place. I haven't been there, but in terms of that being it's in the name.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're going, if they count Napier Quarter as a wine bar, I didn't realize that was considered a wine bar. Yeah, you'd definitely be able to eat. Like, Napier Quarter, which is in Fitzroy. Do you know where you're going? If you're going Napier Quarter, that's awesome. But
I don't know.
It's with an L, you said.
Yeah.
Is it Bar Liberty?
I have no idea.
I'm
sure you'll be able to have like, I'm sure they'll have like proper foods in there and just like you're able.
I'm
to
actually
have-
surprised at how much food. Like, I'm just looking at some wine bars here, but even stuff that's not necessarily that sophisticated. Like, I think I can see a mac and cheese.
I would assume that you'd be able to have like some pasta or gnocchi or
yum.
You know, something like that.
All right, I'm hungry. I need to go cook some food right now, guys.
Talking carbs. All right, great. Well, you'll have to report back, Sevs, on how you go.
Great.
Awesome. Call me if you need help with wine.
Okay.
Little FaceTime.
Or ask the waiter.
yeah, the waiter will be. They're pretty good.
They'll probably know.
Maybe he wants a more personalised approach, right, guys?
Yeah.
What is your approach, Jess?
Well,
just the one with the highest percentage.
Exactly.
Great. All right. It's a daily talk show. Have a good one, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you guys.